Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Eric with you until 5:30. Then we will toss it over to Chris Atterbury and the Twins Radio Network for the pregame show. 6:10, first pitch, Cleveland and Minnesota. Danny and Corey with the Bird's Eye View from Target Field. The series, even at one game apiece. We'll have the starting lineups here in a few minutes for tonight's ball game. But first and foremost, joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Phil Miller. He covers the Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, along with Lavelle Neal III. And Phil, always good to talk to you. And we're basically 10 days into this condensed Major League Baseball season, but it's already gotten very interesting and dicey with COVID-19, hasn't it?
It has, and it's interesting to note how some teams seem to be taking the protocols more serious than others, and I think, if nothing else, perhaps the Marlins case will serve as a wake-up call, make some teams kind of redouble their efforts. I know the Twins, in particular, it seems to have they were already taking it very seriously because this is an opportunity for them. They think that it's a particularly good team, and so I would not be surprised if it actually makes them a little safer, makes some teams a little safer, or as safe as you can be, when this virus is still out there infecting people all over the country.
Yeah, and you look at the Twins right now, Phil. They're off to a good start, 5-2 on top of the AL Central, a half game in front of Cleveland and Detroit. And the only two losses, the other night to Shane Bieber, the All-Star Game MVP, he was lights out. And then Dallas Keuchel in Chicago a week ago, a former Cy Young winner with Houston. Other than that, it's been an impressive start. I love what I've seen out of the National League guys, Kenta Maeda and Homer Bailey and Rich Hill. And the guys are hitting bombas just like we thought they would. So I would qualify this as a good start, would you?
I would qualify this as an identical start to last year, basically. They have shown to be just what they were last year. They're one of a handful of teams that scored more than half of their runs, something like 51% on home runs last year. This year, they've scored 40 runs, 20 of them on home runs. So they're doing it again. They're really, really relying on home runs to score most of their runs. And it's an unusual strategy for the Twins, but they do have the lineup for it, and so far it's worked out. You're right about the National League pitchers. I think that has been the most heartening part about the first week for the Twins. It's only one star piece, but those guys, they didn't get the frontline starter they were looking for. They got, all three are kind of reclamation pieces in some way or another, and all three of them look like they're going to help a lot. Money well spent so far. Again, only a week into it, but then again, that's almost 15% of the season already.
Yeah, it's a sprint, not a marathon. We know that in a 60-game regular season. And there's so much to talk about. Nelson Cruz That opening series in Chicago, Max Kepler continues to dominate Cleveland Indians pitching. We talked about Hill and Maeda and Bailey and that kind of contribution they've gotten from the new pitchers. But for me, Phil, the personal highlight has to be those baby blues they unveiled the other night. I think it was Rich Hill's game. They look sharp. I didn't think I'd see those in a home game, but I'm all in on the baby blues.
Back when they wore them in the 70s and 80s, these are meant to be worn at home. I think the plan before the season, before it became a 60-game season, was to wear them at home. And so far, I think they're wearing them at night. So that is the plan to – there are a lot of interesting uniforms around baseball this year. The Milwaukee is – kind of gone retro as well. I watched the orange and not orange, but yellow and brown pinstriped look of the Padres last night. The shakeup to a new uniform provider that you might have noticed are all Nike has created some new looks.
Yeah, just do it. Phil Miller, our guest here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. What's it been like to be at the ballpark, whether you're on the road or at home at Target Field, with no fans? I mean, we're 10 days into this now, so the novelty is slowly wearing off. Have you gotten used to it?
Oh, I suppose, but it doesn't mean I like it. It is strange. It is unusual. At least they are playing baseball again. I suppose that is that's the bottom line here. But even the exciting moments when they try to pump in the noise, pump it up a little bit, it's not. It's still a pretty dead atmosphere. I'm interested that they still play that everybody clap your hands thing to make it sound like people are clapping. I was really skeptical of the piped in crowd noise, but after a few practice games, inter-squad games without it, I realized that the silence is absolutely deafening. So I've come around on that, but it's just not the same. I think as long as the Twins are in the race, their games will have some life to them. If you get some games that don't mean anything, they're just going to be totally lifeless in some ballparks, I think.
Yeah, you may literally see guys going through the motions. And it's tough, too. You look at that Cardinals series midweek. They don't come to Minnesota that often, but when they do in the past, Cardinal Nation, they've got a huge footprint. They'll show up. You'll see a lot of St. Louis fans wearing jerseys of their famous, their favorite current players or guys mm-hmm. from yesteryear. That would have been a guaranteed, we know, two straight sellouts, electric atmosphere at Target Field with the Twins being as good as they are and the Cardinals have that pedigree program, 11 World Series titles. That's when it hit me that, this is a bummer. That would have been maybe a pinnacle moment of the summer.
Yeah, and well, how about the four-game series with the Indians, who have shown that that they are just as dangerous this year? I think it would be a heck of a race, and a four-game series, end of July, beginning of August. That might be four sellouts too. The atmosphere would be tremendous, and instead we're left with sometimes it takes on the feeling of kind of a studio, a TV studio. But the edge has been taken off that rivalry as well, because these sure look like the two best teams in the division, and the top two teams in every division make the playoffs. So the pennant race has kind of been devalued this year too.
The Detroit Tigers, early on, one of the surprises, I guess you'd say, only a half game out of first place. They're getting some pop from the former Twins, Jonathan Scope. With three home runs, seven RBIs, batting 300. C.J. Crone's average is down to 185, but he's got a couple of home runs, and I believe they lead the majors in home runs. So the Tigers are hitting some bombas early on, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, you can't blame them after looking around the league and seeing how it's paying off for everybody. Yeah, and I think one of CJ's was a game winner or a game tire. So they're having an effect. Those were good guys too. They were both very upbeat, solid additions to the team last year. So they did upgrade in both cases by letting them go, but I'm not surprised that they've moved on and are still being productive somewhere. And if the Tigers can take advantage of a short season and put together a postseason run, good for them.
Yeah, great point, because there's going to be one or two surprises in the playoffs with this condensed season. Maybe Detroit will be one of those ball clubs. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. And, stay safe, and hopefully we'll get this MLB season in.
All right, that's what I'm hoping for. Thanks, Eric.
All right, very good. Phil Miller on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. He covers the Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.